views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life with Jennifer Noel Taylor. Jennifer and Dr. Pat take you on a quantum journey to discover how to supercharge your life, working with universal healing quantum touch principles. Imagine knowing how to accelerate, revitalize, and engage in ways you've never experienced. In this hit show, we reveal powerful, simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships. Imagine being simple and supercharged to cultivate life force energy for yourself and others. Get ready to be astounded. Now, here are your hosts.
Wow. Hey, we got a great show. Jennifer, myself, Dr. Pat, and Mac is joining us here today. One of the things that is so cool to do is to watch something happen sort of in its beginning stages and see it pick up momentum. And as it picks up momentum, just feel the energy and the vibration of it. And if we're lucky enough, we actually do something like that and do some good in the world. Jennifer, today you're going to give us, you and Mac are going to give us an update on your fundraising for this fabulous Costa Rica family. But let's take a minute, if we could, and just give people a snapshot about what happened and why we're here today talking about it. Great to have you both.
Great. Well, thanks for having us. Yeah. Maybe I can have Mac, you can describe a little bit about the background, and then cool. I'll add in too.
Jennifer and I were down in Costa Rica and out on the beach one day, and we ran into this woman that was making jewelry. And it's a very, very, very poor community. And, it's not a fancy little booth at all. It's basically a piece of plywood where this woman makes her jewelry and sells her jewelry. And she just had some of the most interesting jewelry. But in sitting there and talking to her, we just found that she was just such a neat lady. She has two children. And one of her children has an asthma condition that is so severe that she can't even go into an air-conditioned building. If her parents go into like a convenience store or a bank or any kind of building that has air conditioning, this poor little girl actually has to stand outside and look in through the glass to look in to try to find her family. She can't go in. If she goes inside, she has such a severe asthma attack, she ends up in the hospital. And I can't even begin to tell you how many times that she's been in the hospital with this condition. The second daughter is, Bridget is the woman's name. Bridget was on a motorcycle one day. They have no car. And the only way that they can get around is by motorcycle. And Bridget had gone to the grocery store one day, and she had their youngest daughter, Scarlett, on the motorcycle. She was wearing a helmet. And as she's pulling out of the convenience store, the grocery store, a drunk driver from a foreign country hit him and hurt Bridget extremely bad. She's scarred for life. And thank God the baby wasn't hurt. Her helmet was cracked in half, but the baby wasn't hurt. But Bridget is just scarred for life. And as a result of that, has tremendous injuries. Now, couple that with the fact that prior to the accident, she had a gallbladder that had to be removed, and there were problems with the gallbladder, and she was actually down on her back for 2 months over that. So add all of this together, and she's now taking antibiotics because of all of the injuries that she has. And lo and behold, I didn't know anything about this, but the antibiotics that she was taking overcame her birth control, and she ends up getting pregnant again. So now they have a third child on the way, and they just have all of these medical conditions and all of these things going on. So Jennifer and I, well, and to be honest, I have to back up a little bit further. Jennifer and I talked to her for a few minutes, and we were actually leaving that day, and we were headed to the airport. And when we checked out of our hotel, they had left some roses because it was Costa Rican Mother's Day. They had left some roses. And we're sitting there thinking, wow, what are we, can't take these roses home on the plane. What are we going to do with them? So Jennifer and I decided to take them back to the woman. We did. And she just started crying. She just entered our hearts. And as we were riding back to the airport, we were thinking, wow, we have to do something with this. And then I'll let Jennifer take over from there, because as we were riding, this was actually Jennifer's envision. And Mac was just kind of at this point along for the ride. But I'll let Jennifer take over from there.
All right. Wow. So we were driving back to the airport and we were thinking, wow, you know, I felt guided to help her. It just, you know, something within me said, you gotta figure out something to help her. And I had this idea. We sell jewelry, like charged, you know, energetically charged jewelry on our website. And she makes jewelry. And I thought, well, maybe there's a connection there. And we could maybe have her, you know, pay her to make some jewelry for the Quantum Touch store. And so we're giving her a job, basically, that brings in some income. And so we were just brainstorming on how to do this. And we decided to do it. So what we did was we hired Bridget and her family to make 1,000 pieces of what we're calling the Costa Rica pendant on our store. And with that money that we paid them, they were able to, let me see if I can get this right. They were able to buy like a washing machine, cause they didn't have that. They were able to buy a refrigerator. They were able to pay their rent and make their expenses, cause they were really struggling with just meeting their rent and expenses. And they also bought the kids bicycles, which I thought was really cute to see their children on bicycles. And, So with the money we paid them, they were able to improve their situation, which was awesome. But we didn't, that wasn't enough. Like, we wanted to go further.
Can I interrupt you for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Along the way, I went back to pick up some jewelry or to drop off some pendants. And it was the first time, this is where our hearts really warmed up. It was the first time we had seen their living conditions. And I actually went to their house. Their house is made of dirt floor and concrete. There's no doors. There's just drapes hanging up at the entrances. None of the windows have screens on it to protect them from mosquitoes or bugs. They've got snakes in their yard. I didn't even look at the bathroom. Their kitchen is just like a piece of plywood that they have cut a hole in. It is just the absolute most basic of basic. But then you see these kids and they're smiling and they're happy and they have these medical conditions and all of this, but the parents are so loving and so caring that the kids are always clean. We've never seen the children dirty, but it's just conditions that we would never consider living in. And it just broke my heart to see these kids with open windows where mosquitoes could come through and just eat them up. And I have a building, a background in building and repairing things. And I've just never seen anything that was in this poor condition. And it just broke my heart. Mm. And I knew at that second that no matter what Jennifer decided to do, I was in. Mm. I apologize for interrupting you, Jennifer. I just had to say that.
Oh, that was awesome. Cause it's, you know, I love Max, you know, his participation in this, because he funded the whole trip back down to Costa Rica to talk to him about making jewelry for Quantum Touch. He used all his funds to do that. And it was really sweet. And we were just both, you know, we just felt really drawn to help them. And then, you know, so that's why we started a fundraiser on top of making jewelry, because we just feel like,
yeah,
you know, we can really help them. There's something that we can do to raise money to get them into a home.
Yeah. I mean, part of this, as we look at it and we think about what does it mean to literally give back? What does it really mean to help people? And, you know, this is something, let's touch upon this for a minute, if we could, Jennifer, because part of this is really looking at Quantum Touch and the foundations of quantum touch and the energy of that and the essential vision and mission of what you're affiliated with, associated with, you know, an organization that you pretty much run. And when we look at that energy, right, it is all about the expansive nature of healing and helping others along the way. And it's so wonderful to see how everything is related. But I want to ask you both and talk about this when we come back. What has the journey been like for each of you? What does this mean about what you've seen in terms of how the family is coming together? But more importantly, how is people coming? How are the people coming together? And when we come back, how has being part of this fabulous project changed each of you? What has it done? What has it touched in your lives? When we come back, we're going to provide everybody with lots of information, talk about how you can become part of this movement. You know, what does it mean to raise funds for people that outside of what we're talking about today have little or no means to do this for themselves? Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can participate, how you can help, and more importantly, how do we change as a result of doing good deeds in the world? We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Look, in this world, we get to create some fabulous ways that we can give back and help others. And one of the things that we did a number of years ago, which we're really excited about for 2019, is our Call to Connection Pay It Forward Angels. And so for those of you out there, the energy of this completely ties in to the energy that Jennifer has talked about now for months as we've explored what quantum touch is all about. What does it mean to really supercharge your life? What does it mean to be out there and helping others? And so today, what's happening with this for many of us is we get to participate not only in ways that get the message out on the airwaves, but we get to participate in this in ways where each and every one of us can help. Two ways to do it. One is to go to quantumtouch.com. And when you get there, go to the shop. And if you go to the shop, there's going to be a way for you to look at the special pendants. And Jennifer, say a little bit more, because this is the jewelry that was created by this fabulous family in Costa Rica, right?
Yeah. So basically, if you go to our shop link, and then on there, there's a category called special pendants. And that's a whole set of jewelry that was created by this family. It was just really our intent to share the love, because I believe that the currency, the real currency of life, is love. It's not dollars, it's love. And so these pendants are made with a lot of love, and that love gets infused into the pendants and gets infused into everyone who participates. And really, I believe with love, anything is possible if you have enough love. And that's why, you know, that's why I love this product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is we're also going to talk about today what the journey's been like for each of you, but there's also a GoFundMe page. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can get there if they want to contribute.
Yeah, so I have a GoFundMe page called GoFundMe.com/HelpThisCostaRicaFamily. And basically, I wanted to describe, you know, we went back down to Costa Rica to tell this family that we were doing a fundraiser for them, because our goal has been to raise money to get them a house. And so I want to just talk about that more of what happened, because it just, again, it like reinforced this whole idea of what's possible with enough love, you know. And really, I feel like we're here to help others ultimately. So I thought maybe Matt could describe that a little bit too.
Yeah.
Since he funded the project and yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the way to get to it is GoFundMe.com. And I think that it's help this Costa Rica family. Is that the way, the best way to get there, right?
Yeah. Help-this-Costa-Rica-family.
Perfect.
So there's dashes. Yeah. Help this Costa Rica family.
Perfect. So Mac, tell us about this and what it's like for you.
You know, this has been an eye-opening experience for me. My background is in the EMS field. I was a paramedic. I was a police officer. I flew helicopters. You know, so I've always, I think for most of my life, helped people. But I've never, ever, ever been involved in a project like this. And Jennifer, I've known Jennifer for 6 years now. And Jennifer is just an amazing person. And she opens my eyes to a lot of things in life that I haven't seen before. So in walks this Costa Rica family and her saying, I would really like to help them. And I just felt charged to do it. I just felt, you know, okay, I can take care of this. I can get this done. And then once you start getting into the nuts and bolts of it, you realize it's not as easy as it seems. You're dealing in a third world country. There's a lot of corruption in different places. And we're going to help a family, and we want to make sure, you know, that these funds and this project goes to where it's supposed to go. That's kind of my area where I stepped in and I started taking control of it. And we've ensured that this project is just 100% sound. We've gone through an attorney down there. We're going through exploring the property, making sure that it's surveyed and everything. And everything is just, you know, it's built not in a flood zone. And I mean, we just taken every step that we can take up to make sure that this is 100% straight and narrow. The other thing is the funds that are raised here, I'm not taking a cut of them. Jennifer's not taking a cut of them. Every penny that is raised here is going toward these people. I mean, the last trip that Jennifer and I went down, we funded, you know, we're funding this ourselves. So it's not like we're taking money out of the fund to pay for the expenses on this.
Right.
And then, to be honest with you, we're not sure exactly how this project is going to end and how much we're going to get. But at the end of it, this house is going to be built. And if it takes the end of it, Jennifer and I doing it ourselves, then that's what we're going to do. But this we're seeing this project through. And I'm like a bulldog. When I get on something, I don't let go.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, when Max has his mind to something, it happens. It happens. Awesome.
But the experience to see these kids and when I show up down there in this little tethered house that they have these little drawings that they color for me on paper, and they come up and they give them to me and they give me hugs, and it's just genuine. You know, it's just 100, even before they knew that we were going to do this project for them, every time I saw them, I probably saw them four times before that, every time they saw me, they're just giving me loves and everything. And it was just, my God, it just opens your heart to be involved on a one-on-one basis with these people. So much so that on one of my trips, I went down there alone. I took my brother down there, who's 72 years old. And my brother goes down there and he meets his family. And I look over at my brother's crying.
Yeah.
I mean, it just touched my brother's heart in that way too. And so I'm on this, and we're going to get it done. And we're in the process right now of securing the land. And one way or another, these people are going to have a house in Costa Rica. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah. And for those of you out there, please, it's gofundme.com/help-this-costa-rica-family. And by the way, if you go do that, or you go to my timeline on, if you go to my timeline at the Dr. Pat Show or in Transformation Talk Radio, you'll see that I have just made my donation. And so if you follow us there, what you're going to find is that this is a way for you to click and it'll get you right to that page, right? It'll get you right to exactly where you need to go, right on Transformation Talk Radio. It'll get you right there so that you can just click. And once you're clicking on it, right, once you're over there clicking on it, what you're going to be able to see is that there's a link. It's going to get you right there. And once you get there, then you can take the action on your own behalf. I wanted to get back to a question I asked you before, and that is to talk a little bit about how this effort has affected each of you. You know, how has it changed you? Because I know that for myself, a large part of time when I've done things like this, it has changed me in ways that I don't quite understand or have a hard time explaining. It's not that I was fundamentally different prior to it, but something happens when you're able to participate and see how perhaps even a small donation can change somebody's life. And I'd like to know, you know, how each of you have changed from this experience. Jennifer, why don't you go first?
You know, when we went down there in December and we told, you know, Bridget and her family that we've been doing a fundraiser for them. And, you know, I filmed her reaction, and it's on the GoFundMe site. And it was just really like, you know, she started crying, and it just felt like the weight of the world had been lifted from her shoulders. And, you know, we know at that moment that we were changing their entire life. And, you know, to be able to do that for someone is really amazing. And, you know, I love Mac even more for being, I didn't think I could love him more, but I do love him more for being part of this project, because it just, you know, he's such a big heart and, it's such beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, don't you think too, I mean, it's like what you said. It's like, you know, you didn't think you could love him more. When we come back, what I love about this is how it really talks about the quantum connection that we have and what that means and how it does bring people together and build stronger bonds than you could even imagine. You know, what is it that when we put whatever it is aside that has caused us anger, resentment, and we look at that place in our hearts where we could clearly do something to make a difference in somebody else's life. When we can do that, what happens is so profoundly transformative. For me, times in my life when I've been homeless, when I haven't had a way to lift myself up, I have had so many angels that have helped me be alive today and be doing what I am doing to help you all do what you want to do. But just think about this for a minute. This is a family that has pretty much exhausted possibilities for themselves, except that they have found a connection between two amazing people that have stepped forward, especially in the way that Jennifer has talked about all along, you know, in the spirit of quantum touch and supercharging your life. When we come back, I want to talk about what happens when a project like this brings so many people together. We'll be right back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And certainly tuning in to, as we said to you before, Quantum Touch Radio with Jennifer Noel Taylor. And this is about supercharging your life. But today, it's really to provide an update on fundraising for this Costa Rican family, which you heard Mac talk about here for a minute, and really talk about what some of the challenges is an understatement. You know, I want to just make sure, Jennifer, again, first of all, how can people find out more about Quantum Touch and also about the jewelry and how to purchase it? And then how can they donate to this campaign?
All right. So to find out more about Quantum Touch, our website is quantumtouch.com. And we have a link at the top called Shop. And if you go to that link, there's a category called Special Costa Rica Pendants. And that's where you can purchase our special pendants. And the money's going back to the family. The other way to help, we're also wanting to raise money to get them a house and some land. So we have a GoFundMe right now. And the address is GoFundMe.com. And then help-this-Costa-Rica-family. And we're wanting to raise, our goal has been $30,000 to get them a home and a piece of land. And we want to continue raising money for them. And I can't think of a family that deserves it more. They're just so, so loving and beautiful. And we were just so inspired by them that we just had to do it. So I hope everyone can participate. And, any little bit, it helps. And it doesn't have to be, because if 1,000 people donate $10, that's 10,000 right there. So even if you just donate 10, it's fantastic.
Yeah. And you're right about that, because there is sort of the energy of that and what that means. But it really doesn't take much individually and personally to help a family that basically cannot help themselves. And, you know, when I just posted this on Facebook, I know what it's like to have, you know, been in situations where I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. And if it wasn't for the help of what I call my pay it forward angels, you know, people that have come by, that have stopped by, that have helped me, I know I wouldn't be here today. I'm very clear about that. And this is the same case. You know, this is the case where, you know, those of us that can do more, we do more. And it doesn't really require a whole lot more. I want to get back to a couple of things, but, you know, I've been really struck by times in my life that I've been able to do something like this with somebody, a very special friend, perhaps somebody very close to me. And as we embark on something like this together, we become not only closer, but we're forever changed in relationship. How has this experience changed and touched each of you? Jennifer, you want to go first?
Well, you know, for me, like, what really attracts me to somebody is, you know, where their heart's at. You know, it's not about form or money or how their hair looks or whatever, you know, a lot of the things that people, I think some people focus on. For me, like, what the most attractive quality that I find in people and partners is, you know, they have a big heart. To me, that's it. That's where I'm at with it. And looking, you know, who they are on a soul level and how big is their heart. And Mac has one of the biggest hearts I've ever seen.
Yeah. But, you know, isn't that interesting too? Because here you are with the intertwined energy of giving and contributing. And I think that that is an energy all in itself. You know, for you, Mac, I love what you talked about before, because I'm kind of like you. I'm like a pit bull about something like this or a project that I'm involved with to help somebody, or whether it's building a house or putting food on the table for someone, or if in my case, it's helping families, you know, find another alternative to drug and alcohol addiction. I mean, I can be in that space. But the other part of this is something you said I want you to talk about, and that is the willingness to make a difference, to really show up and help this family, even if you have to build a house yourself, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I love your choice of words, showing up. And you know, there's a lot of people in this world that will tell you they're going to do something and then they don't show up. So I'm that show up guy. First off, I want to comment about Jennifer. I've known Jennifer for 6 years. Jennifer is not about money. Jennifer is about her community and her beliefs. And she dedicates her life to it. And it's not dedicating her life to her checkbook at all, I can assure you. So I love Jennifer for the fact that she likes helping people so much. And her community is so important to her that it's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Me, on the other hand, I'm the nut and bolts guy. Okay. You give me, I'm like a German shepherd. I need to work. So you give me an assignment and now I go to figure out how. Right. And this project, these people, you know, I was a former Marine. I'm a retired police officer. I mean, I've seen a lot of things in my life. These people just entered my life. I mean, it's just like, in a very short period of time, they work their way right into my heart and they will be there forever. I mean, I don't look at this as necessarily what we're doing today. The children's names are Scarlett and Emily. I look 20 years down the road when these two girls are in college and they're raising a family and this land and this home will be passed on to them. This isn't a short-term thing for Jennifer and I. This is a lifelong changing plan for these children. And I never once doubted not doing this. I mean, as soon as Jennifer and I were talking about it in the car headed back to the airport, it was okay, we're going to do this. And me not having the slightest idea how to get any of it done, but I'm going to sit down and I'm going to figure it out. And as I shared, there's a lot of things down there that aren't necessarily above board. This family in particular had tried to do something in the past and it had been ripped off. And, you know, it just opens your heart that there's people out there that would want to take from such innocent people. And so, yes, Jennifer and I set our mind to do this. And we'd love all the help. And as Jennifer shared, a $10 donation is great. Anything helps, but regardless, we're going to see this project through.
Yeah. And you know, I love what we're talking about too, because there's an energy of this, and what I learned in the universe is what you put out comes back. And I know that from my own personal experiences, what you put out comes back,
but I'm not asking for anything back.
Exactly. But what I wanted to say about that is, you don't do it for that, right? You do it because somewhere in your heart's been touched in a way that it's now cracked wide open. And I really wanted to ask both of you about the family and how the family is really absorbing all of this, because I'm kind of trying to put myself in their place for a minute, right? Where you're thinking about, wow, look at these amazing people, these friends now that have become part of my family. I want to talk a little bit about that, because the energy of love is unstoppable. And I think that's really what we're talking about here at some level, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think this family, when we first sat them down in December and we presented it to them, I think that they were hesitant. I mean, is this for real? I mean, we've been burned before, you know, I mean, and I know that they trust us and I know that they love us, but, you know, is this in fact going to be a reality or some kind of government thing going to stop it? You know, so I'm sure there was the hesitance on their part. But because Jennifer was already using them to make jewelry and they were seeing the proceeds from the jewelry, I think that they trust us. Now, maybe there's some hesitation. They're so excited, you know, that this is entering into their life. I mean, I'm sure they have to question this to some degree. But since Jennifer and I started dealing with them, we've always come through with the jewelry and everything like that. So this is not just a, this is a life-changing, life-altering period for these people. I mean, this is their leg up. This is their chance to absolutely 100% change their life for their children. And it's got to be absolutely just amazing for them to even begin to think that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so struck by, you know, the jewelry and the effort and what goes into that in and what that means and the opportunity.
They work at night. And in the current house that they have one light. It's one LED light in the I'll call it the living room, but it's the eating area, the one room where the kitchen is. And they operate off of one LED light where they sit and they put their legs up and they tie this jewelry by this one LED light. There's no air conditioning. They have a fan that used to be a stand-up fan, but the neck broke. So the fan is actually laying on its side. And that's what they used to try to cool the house. It was an oscillating fan that broke and it's just laying on its side. And they try to blow that on them while they're working. And they sit there by this one round LED light that hangs up and they sit there and they work at night tying this jewelry. It is absolutely amazing.
Wow. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with both Jennifer and Mac about, you know, this call to action as we move forward. And for those of you that maybe didn't catch where to go, the website or how to purchase the pendants, when we come back, we'll make sure we provide you with all of that. And we're going to talk about the healing energy of giving, the healing energy of giving. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events. Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Wow. Hey, everybody. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is Quantum Touch Radio. Jennifer, we were talking during the break, and there is really this act of being part of something like this, especially for folks out there that really don't have the ability, the wherewithal, the tools, the knowledge, whatever that is, to really do it for themselves. And even sometimes when folks do have that, emotionally, when you're really at your bottom, to rise up by yourself, I'm telling you, that wasn't the way it was for me. I got a lot of help. And so I really appreciate both of you really stepping in and helping. There are a bunch of ways that people can participate. There are several ways that folks can participate. One is take a look at the jewelry, and Jennifer's going to give you that information. And the other is to GoFundMe to literally donate. Jennifer, again, please tell folks, and thank you for doing this, and thank you for enabling Quantum Touch to be the portal for this. Please tell us how we can purchase that the pendants.
Okay, so to purchase the pendants, go to quantumtouch.com. There's a link called Shop, and then in there, there's a category called Special Pendants. And we have several selections of these Costa Rica pendants. And, you know, one of the things is that, you know, these products are made with love. You know, it's not in some factory in China by disgruntled employees. It's a family that's really grateful for the work, and they're made with love. And that's why this is such a beautiful project. You know, I like to be really conscious of how are things produced and how are things made. And so that's my goal as an entrepreneur is to look at how we make things. Are they made with love? And because that gets infused into everything you purchase, into everything that you own. And then the other thing that if you just want to send help us fundraise, we have a GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe.com and then /help-this-Costa-Rica-family. And yeah, I hope you can, you know, any little bit helps there. Again, like, you know, I wanted to reemphasize that looking at really making products with love, you know, because that energy gets infused into your life when you purchase something.
Yeah, there's no question about it, because, you know, I think what you're talking about too is really this idea that love is being infused in something that we get to actually put on our bodies. And what a special gift that is, to be that connected. It really does talk to the fact that we really are all connected. And, you know, as a result of that, we get to participate in things like that. You know, Mac, I want to ask you a question. Here we are, and we're looking at what's possible. What's possible? And I want to get back to something you said earlier. How do you envision this really playing out for you? I'd love for you to share your vision of what this is going to look like, what could be built for this family, what is possible. What's your vision?
Okay. First, I'd like to make one comment. These people's children are very small, and so your community clearly understands. These children do not participate in making this jewelry. Jennifer, when she made some comment, it made me think it through. I don't want people to think that these children are actually sitting there working, you know, at this young age and making this jewelry. They're not touching the jewelry. This is the parents that are doing this, and this is all hand tied. So please understand the kids are not working. As far as me, what I see them in is I see them in a 2-bedroom, 1 bath, probably somewhere around in square feet, probably somewhere around 600 or 700 square feet, with a shower and a kitchen, you know, indoor plumbing, and adequate in the area that this is going to be done. There's a sewer system, you know, septic system. So it's going to be completely healthy, clean water, and with a fenced yard to prevent, you know, dogs or something from coming. But we're talking about, now there's not going to be air conditioning or anything like that, but there'll be windows that open and close with screens. The doors will be secured doors, you know, with screens on them. So we're talking about, for a lack of a better term, a complete bug-free living area. And with the parents having a separate room, the children having a separate room, a nice kitchen with, you know, a wash machine, with a refrigerator, but very, very, very basic to the world.
Yeah.
This is not elaborate at all. And I've actually driven around and I've looked at some of the houses. The lots aren't huge. You know, this is not elaborate in any way. This is a very basic, but it's safe. It's clean. It's got concrete and tile floors in it. And it's a healthy environment. And that's what I envision. And that's what I've seen from absolute day one. After I saw their current living situation, there was no doubt in my mind that we were going to get them out of that.
Yeah. And that's really, again, really hats off to both of you. I want to thank you both for joining us here today and doing what you're doing. And Jennifer, I want to ask you this. Thank you so much for this. I'd love to know what your personal message is, what you'd like to leave us with today. Thanks to both of you.
You know, one of the things that strikes me is that I think it's really easy to get, you know, caught up in your problems in life, you know, like your own, you know, it's really easy to focus on what's wrong, what's not working, you know, my life sucks type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go to work, it's Monday, you know, all of that stuff. And I feel like when we help others, it gets us out of that. It gets us out of that focus on just our problems. And it puts us into a state of greater gratitude. And to me, if you're feeling really stuck in life and you have these problems and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet or whatever it is, if you give yourself a little break from that and focus on helping others, I feel like that actually opens doorways into helping yourself as well. It's living life with a different energy, where your focus is, how can I help? How can I be of service? And that different energy attracts more positive situations to you. And so that's what I lead people with is, you know, can we focus on helping others and allowing that energy of service and love to restructure our own life.
I love it.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow. Thank you both. Mac, your personal message?
You know, I like for people to maybe try to show one act of random kindness a day. For you gentlemen out there, I want to give to you the 20-foot rule. If you're within 20 foot of a door and you see a woman, stop and hold the door open for the woman. I just think that we need to have random acts of kindness, and I think that's what makes the world go round.
Wow, thank you for that. Thank you both for everything. Again, folks, please go to quantumtouch.com. Go ahead and look at the store, and you'll see the special pendants. Thank you both for all that you're doing.
You've been listening to Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life with Jennifer Noelle Taylor. Tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you take a quantum journey and tap into universal healing quantum touch principles to create an amazing supercharged life. For more information about Jennifer, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com. And remember, accelerate, revitalize, and engage in your supercharged life.